A new study of children's perceptions of bullying has questioned the assumption that they're more fearful of cyberbullying than bullying in the physical world. The findings from QUT are published in the Journal of School Violence. They show that victims believe traditional bullying to be harsher and more cruel and harder to escape from. Nance Haxton reports.
The study from the Queensland University of Technology aimed to give students who have been bullied a voice. All the children in the sample were victims of online cyberbullying and face-to-face bullying. They were selected from a sample of more than 3,000 children from 29 schools in Queensland, Victoria and New South Wales. Their perceptions of bullying surprised the researchers.
You see their smile, hear their laugh, see their face, they see you break down.
But you can't block face-to-face bullying.
I was upset that the person who cyberbullied me hid behind the computer like a coward.
Because physically abused is a lot worse than being abused by a pathetic loser over the internet.
QUT education professor Marilyn Campbell led the research. She says the children's frank views challenged the conclusion of much previous research that online bullying was more upsetting to children.
As adults, we've always thought that cyberbullying would be worse for kids. Mainly because it's 24/7 and they can't escape it, that even in their own home that they don't feel safe, that there's a wider audience, so that it would be more humiliating for them, and that power of the written word of seeing it again and again. But in fact, when we asked lots of kids who had been bullied, both cyberbullied and bullied traditionally, they actually said that traditional bullying was worse for them.
She says the students felt that while cyberbullies can be blocked, they were far more embarrassed by others witnessing their victimisation.
I think what we should actually do is perhaps not so much concentrate as adults on cyberbullying, because it probably makes us more scared than the kids. Because we didn't experience it when we were young. And so therefore we don't have that kind of personal experience of it, and we think it must be even more terrible. And for some kids, yes, it is. But I think what we should do is to go back to looking at it's traditional bullying or face-to-face bullying is actually three times the prevalence of cyberbullying. And cyberbullying doesn't seem to be increasing, which is great. But traditional bullying is actually a lot more kids experience traditional bullying than they do cyberbullying.
What do you think the next step should be following up from these results?
Well, I really think that we should have more youth voice in working with us as adults in the prevention and intervention of both types of bullying. I think for too long we as adults have said, well, bullying is wrong. Kids know that, but we're not making a lot of inroads into reducing it. So perhaps we really need to listen more to kids and to bring them in, both as researchers for youth voice and also in trying to tackle the problem, because we know that 80% of them don't engage in this kind of bullying. So if we can ask their opinions and do what they say, then maybe we'll have a better chance.
And find out what supports they need.
Yes, because I think that we're making these assumptions, I mean, based on logic, but hey, maybe kids aren't working on logic. It's much more important, I think, to include the whole school and the whole student body in trying to have a school climate where they ostracise the bullies, not ostracise the victims.
Professor Marilyn Campbell ending Nance Haxton's report.